So what you're about to hear is a sound only a handful of humans have ever heard in real time. This comes to us from a fiber optic cable deep in the ocean. Ross Reynolds has more.
John Delaney is an oceanographer at the University of Washington. John, what are we listening to?
Well, you're listening to hydrophones, and they're on top of a volcano known as Axial Seamount. It is on top of the Juan de Fuca Ridge off of our coast, where the seafloor is pulling apart at about the speed your fingernails grow. And on Axial Seamount, much, much more lava than usual is welling up. So it's pretty serious volcano.
We're hearing a volcano go off underwater.
That's exactly what you're hearing. We are listening to the acoustic signature, the acoustic voice, if you like, of an underwater volcano.
If we could see it, what would it look like?
If, Ross, you spent the next 30 years of your life in your garage using 7 million candles, and you dripped wax on the floor of your garage. This volcano looks something like that. When the volcano erupts, it releases a gigantic plume, just like any erupting volcano, except that all that plume is caught within the ocean itself. So for the first time ever, when this happens next time, and we know it ahead of time, we can be out there and measure precisely the amount of heat chemicals and microbes that come out of this volcanic eruption.
Well, I understand you got the word that this eruption was taking place. You could pick it up on your meters. And so then it was a matter of putting on some earphones and actually hearing that sound coming back. What was going through your mind when you first heard this volcano going off?
I was astonished and thrilled and excited. And I mean, I'm an underwater volcanologist, so it's kind of like, I don't know, I think I accidentally said the other day, it's like Christmas squared, but it's really quite amazing. And it's been a very long time that many of us have been trying to put this system in place. It took us almost 20 years to get it in place.
I'm speaking to John Delaney. He's an oceanographer at the University of Washington. We're talking about the first time they've monitored the sound and what it looks like when a volcano goes off underneath the ocean. What do you get out of this kind of monitoring that you would not get through your other means of monitoring it?
Well, the truth be told, 4 years ago, the same volcano erupted and nobody knew. And it was 3 months later that William Chadwick from Oregon State University was out there with a number of his colleagues, and they discovered that one of their instruments was surrounded by fresh lava. And that's when it dawned on them that the volcano had erupted. And then they went back and were able to get records from instruments they had left behind, which were not communicating in real time, and they figured out exactly when it happened. It was 3 months later.
That is so interesting, because when a volcano goes off above the ocean on Earth, everybody knows about it. Why is it that a volcano underwater, I would imagine it like water skyrocketing up in the air, but you could actually be nearby and not know that was happening underwater?
Depends on what you mean by nearby, but it's a fantastic question, I'll tell you that. This volcano is a mile below the sea level, and so there's a huge amount of water on top of it. In fact, the pressure on the top of the volcano is the equivalent of 150 times the pressure on your head at one atmosphere. It's under not just great pressure, but it's also under a massive amount of water, which can remove heat very effectively, either conductively or convectively, and it absorbs the volcanic activity. And that has been going on, really, we think, for the last 3.5 to 4 billion years on the planet. And many people think that that may be where life originated on the planet, was in that crucible of volcanic activity at the bottom of a global ocean.
Tell me a little bit more about what you hope to learn and discover now that you're able to monitor this volcano that's erupting underwater.
Well, I want to say first that I'm tremendously excited about the fact that we have a wired volcano underwater that is very restless and looks like it's going to continue being restless for quite a long time. So I'd like to be able to bring all that intellectual energy as well as the volcanic energy ashore so people can see what goes on in their own ocean. You know, the ocean itself, broadly speaking, is the life support system for the planet Earth. We need to understand what that does to the ocean. We don't know what the full potential is. It's very exciting.
You're getting at my next question.
Oh,
my dubious taxpayer question. Why am I paying all this money, John, for all this to happen?
Well, I don't know what your philosophy is, so I don't quite know why you pay your taxes.
I think part
of it is to keep you out of jail, maybe. But let me take the flip side of that story and say the unknown is what drives scientists. And on a regular basis, if you statistically look at where scientists probe the unknown, there are discoveries made, and those discoveries can have profound influence on the well-being of the society. And the volcano isn't the only item that we will or system that we'll be examining. There are many systems offshore that aren't even related to the volcano that we're going to have access to on a regular basis. So we'll be able to look at whale migration patterns. We'll be able to look at fish stock assessment. We'll be able to look at processes that contribute to ocean acidification. All sorts of different kinds of things, some of which have societal fascination, some of which have societal value, and some of which are just probing the unknown to find out how things work.
John Delaney is an oceanographer at the University of Washington. He spoke to Ross Reynolds. We'll have some photos of this underwater volcano at our website, kuow.org. If you missed it the first time, here it is again. This is the sound of an underwater volcano erupting about 300 miles off the coast of Astoria, Oregon. Or it just could be me blowing into a microphone. Hard to tell. You may remember that Mount St. Helens erupted not underwater but above ground. That was 35 years ago this month. Where were you when that eruption took place? I saw it from 15th Avenue East on Capitol Hill in Seattle, and it looked like one of those mushroom clouds from a nuclear explosion. We want your stories and memories of Mount St. Helens. Give us a call at 206-221-3663. That's 206-221-3663, or email us with your Mount St. Helens recollection at record@kuow.org. We may use your story on the radio later this month.